right, it's Beat the Freaks time. We got Classy on the line. Hey, Classy.
Good morning.
Classy, bougie, rat. No, no. All right. Okay,
classy,
now.
Booty, rat. Yeah,
she knows.
All right, so let's see here. We got $300 on the line, but you got to choose who you want to go against, me or Meredith.
I'll be Meredith.
Okay. Hey.
Let's go take that walk here. This is for $300 from 1-800-411-PAIN. Let's see how you do, Classy number one.
Prior to this season, when was the last time the Lightning won the Stanley Cup? Was it 2004, 2009, 2014, or this is their first Stanley Cup?
This is their second. I don't remember the year. I'm going to say 2009.
2009, not right. Let's see. Number two.
In what month was the Jewish holiday Passover celebrated this year?
This year?
Five. Four.
Oh, it was...
Two, one.
Nice.
Hey, there you go. Like that. All right, number three.
Next Wednesday is the vice presidential debate. Name the two vice presidential candidates.
Mike Pence. And Lord, I'm praying for Kamala Harris.
All right, number four.
Which company owns Gatorade? Is it Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
There you go. Look at you on the run. And number five?
According to Forbes, the highest paid athlete of 2020 so far is Roger Federer. What sport does Federer play?
Tennis.
There you go. You closed out with a run of four. Look at you. That's championship levels right there. You finished hard. So let's see if she can beat you with your four.
She got four.
Yeah, work it out.
Number one, Meredith, prior to this season, when was the last time the Lightning won the Stanley Cup? Was it 2004, 2009, 2014, or this is their first Stanley Cup?
Okay, first of all, it's 04. It's not 04. The first Stanley Cup.
Okay. Yeah.
Number two, in what month was the Jewish holiday Passover celebrated this year?
I'm thinking, is that around Easter? Easter's in April.
April? All right, that's right. There you go.
Okay.
Next Wednesday is the vice presidential debate. Name the two candidates for VP.
Mike Pence and, how do I say her name? Okay, like a comma. Kamala Harris.
There you go. Woo! You got that. You have three. You need one more.
Number four, who owns Gatorade, Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Well, you was asking it as a question.
Well, I don't know.
We're on to your tricks.
Yeah, we're on to your tricks now. You ask it as a question to see if we
move. I
don't
know the answer. Sounds like Pepsi.
We have agreed we don't move no more because we know how you be trying to get it. Yeah. Y'all know this game is real. She be trying to cheat.
How am I cheating? I didn't know.
We wait for your definitive answer and then we respond.
Pepsi.
There you go. All right. You got four. You're tied.
And finally, according to Forbes, the highest paid athlete of 2020 so far. Far as Roger Federer, what sport does Federer play?
I don't know.
What?
Federer is soccer?
Soccer is wrong.
What is it?
Tennis.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Wow, Classy. You want to tell everybody what just happened?
I just tied with the freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.